This is good stuff. Gary Ellerson and Jason Wilde. Packers win. They crush the Arizona Cardinals. By the way, the Houston Texans enter at 5-1 and know that they can run the ball. They had one running back with a 54-yard run, another running back with a 59-yard run, but that's for next week. All right, Gary, you have any questions for Jason Wilde? Let her fly.
Jason, how you doing, bud?
Good, Gary. How are you, pal?
Good, good. Wondering if Romeo Doubs was available in the locker room today after the game, and if so, did you get a chance to talk to him?
He was, and I thought Rob Domofsky, our buddy from ESPN.com, had kind of the line of the day because as that exchange went back and forth between Romeo and reporters, finally Rob kind of looked at him and said, you know, you don't seem all that happy. Are you happy? It was great. Rob got him to crack a smile, and he said, no, I'm good, man. I'm good. Then he smiled even wider. I'm just ready to be a ball player, try to move past whatever has happened, and just get back to our winning culture like Green Bay has always been. I mean, he's like we talked about, he is a different cat, and yeah. It's true. Like, I said something to Jordan Love about this, too, like how cool it was that they had that kind of group hug after his first touchdown. But I said it didn't look like Romeo was all that excited. And he said, yeah, I don't know if Romeo's ever been excited, but that they were excited for him. So, you know, again, I don't – winning cures a lot of things, as you well know. And they won today. He was obviously a contributor, so they can move forward. But a strange 10 days or so. And I'm glad that he was back in the mix. I'm glad he was productive. I'm glad they won the football game for all those guys' sake because, you know, had it gone a different direction, this kind of stuff just continues to fester.
I want to ask Christian Watson. Christian, just so impressed with your answers. All the, how do you think we should treat Romeo? Should we just leave him alone? What do you think he would like best from us? Would that be a fair question?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, I don't want to. I mean, look, I think Christian Watson has been just an outstanding friend to him, and he handled it really well all week long. But at the same time, like, Romeo's a grown-up. Like, he may not have necessarily behaved like a grown-up, so I don't want to keep saying, oh, you know, I don't want other people to have to speak for him. He spoke on Friday. He spoke today. You know, I don't – I'll be honest with you. He's not – like, from a reporter's standpoint, you know, he's not a great quote. So, you know, you talk to other guys that are going to help you – understand more and explain things more in your stories and that sort of thing. And so, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of need to talk to him anyway. But the most important thing to me is, you know, whether or not the rest of the guys around him are at a point now where they can effectively move forward. And I think they can. I mean, again, he has to make sure that he's still, you know, doing all the things that are required of him. Like, is he obviously showing up for work, one, but more importantly, like, you know, if something is bothering him or eating at him or whatever it might be, you know, the lesson that LaFleur wanted him to take out of this more than anything else was you have to communicate. And if he does that, then, you know, they'll all be better for it. Again, it's not like he, you know, like Jair marched out there to call the opening coin toss because he felt he should have been a captain. And look at how Jair responded, right? Look at what Jair's done since with a new defensive coordinator now and a new kind of attitude. So, you know, I do think that this is now mostly over. And unless some other incident occurs, they'll just keep moving forward and they'll get farther and farther back in his rearview mirror.
All right, back to you, Gary. Take it away with Jason.
No, I would agree with that, Jason. But I think I think he's a very important part in his offense. And if the Super Bowl is the goal, I think you got to have him to get there. What do you make of Jordan Love's performance today? I thought he had been kind of erratic the first couple games that he played. What do you see from him today?
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. I thought he looked like the guy that we thought he was, and he didn't look like him for too much of... I mean, remember, they had played five games. He had missed two of them, and he had been inconsistent in the other three, even in the games, you know, even in the one game that they had won with him, right, against the Rams. So I thought today, I mean, look, he basically, I don't know if I'd call it a perfect day, but it was pretty close. Like, the interception he threw was not anything other than he threw the ball. The ball left his hand just as Bo Melton was slipping and falling on the wet turf. And otherwise, that's a completion, not an interception. He completed passes to nine different receivers. Jaden Reed finished with six catches for 28 yards. So they did it without Jaden Reed making any big explosive plays. Instead, you know, Romeo had the 20-yard touchdown. Obviously, Watson, I mean, he just ate Buda Baker's lunch. Like, Buda Baker is a six-time Pro Bowler. And he ran past him like he was standing still. They ran the ball extremely effectively, too, which made it easier on Jordan. I mean, look, coaches love to talk about complementary football. And every coach talks about it. But today, they got it. Their defense took the ball away three times. They didn't let Kyler Murray beat them. Love was on point. He played like the guy that we saw during the second half of last season. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this team right now.
All right, I got a question. Injuries.
I hope so.
I do. I got a lot of them, but I want to allow Gary to go first. People tell me I interrupt too much, so I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I mean, look, there's some concern certainly with Dontavian.
Gary, please quit laughing.
With a shoulder, no, he's it's fair. I would say for him to laugh at that. Wicks leaving with a shoulder injury. He was in pain in the locker room after the game. He was moving very gingerly. He said that he'd had a shoulder injury in college, but this was different. I mean, he was not able to come back to the game, so that's a concern. Josh Myers left the game with an injury briefly. They didn't get out unscathed. But, you know, I thought it was really important that two guys that are really vital to what they do, that both of them not only played in the game but looked good, right? I mean, Jaire Alexander was back and Christian Watson was back. And both those guys are really important to what they want to do this season, and both of them got through the game unscathed. So, you know, I think from a health perspective, obviously, you know, they'd love to have Luke Musgrave and not have him on injured reserve, but I thought Ben Sims had a couple of good moments as well. So, I just think that they're in a really good spot. I know Houston's a pretty darn good football team. They won again today. But that doesn't, you know, I don't think that I think they're 5-1 now, which obviously is a very good record. They beat some pretty darn good teams. But I think the Packers are in a really good spot. And it feels like they're kind of, you know, reaching that point where they're figuring it out. Their offense is getting more efficient. Their quarterback is looking more like himself. Their defense, I mean, they've got, this is incredible. They've got 17 takeaways in six games. Yeah. And last year they had 18 takeaways in 17 games. So, like, they're going to surpass last year's total takeaway count potentially next week. If they can get two next week, they'll have surpassed it in seven games. They'll have needed 10 fewer games to get to that point. So, you know, again, it's a week-to-week league, and the Houston Texans could come in here, and Jordan Love could make some pretty big mistakes, and we could be sitting here going, oh, my God, what the hell happened to them in a seven-day span? We thought they were headed in just the right direction, and instead, you know, they take a bad L here at home, and we're wondering what happened to them. But I feel, just being around them and watching them today, they I keep using your line, Homer, and it's true. Like, if you are the team that you think you are, these are the games you should win. You have to win. And that's what they've done now 2 weeks in a row, and today was much more impressive than what they did in L.A.
And by the way, our post-game injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Visit orthowisconsin.com today for information. Gary?
Yeah, you started talking about the defense. And in this particular game, I didn't expect a lot of sacks. I thought maybe they would try to contain Kyler Murray more than try to go after him. And I thought they did a really good job. And even when he got outside, he didn't have anywhere to throw the football. And they didn't get the interceptions that they had been getting. But this time they got all the fumbles. I think it kind of reminds me of the one defense back with Charles Woodson and them when they got like all those interceptions, all those turnovers, but they gave up a ton of yards. But this defense doesn't seem to give up a ton of yards. I guess my question is, I still don't know what to make of this Jeff Hafley's defense.
Well, look, I think Arizona's got some talented players on their offense, right? I mean, Trey McBride is a good tight end. Obviously, as Tausch likes to call him, Maserati Marvin Harrison, is a good young player, but he left with a concussion. I don't know how I feel about Kyler Murray. Like, I'll be honest, I was going down in the hotel, in the elevator down to postgame, and I turned to one of my colleagues and said, how did these guys beat the 49ers in Santa Clara? And Murray had like a 50-yard run.
They didn't have 13 penalties.
Yeah, I just don't – I mean, I just wasn't really impressed with them in much of any way. I mean, I don't think their defense is very good. I know their run defense we knew that their run defense wasn't very good coming in, and, you know, the Packers ran for 179 yards. I mean, so, look, I don't think that this is, you know, some sort of harbinger of, oh, this is a Super Bowl team. They're better teams in the league. But, again, they took care of business, and that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, in every phase, with the possible exception of the rookie kicker, who at least made his second field goal attempt.
If he had missed, he'd be gone, right?
I would think so. Okay. I mean, I'm not, I don't know what they're thinking, but I would certainly think that if you miss two kicks in a game, unless they just, you know, the problem with it, of course, is whether or not they feel like just because they're winning the games, even when he misses kicks, like they did today. I mean, it wasn't catastrophic that he missed that kick. So does that cover it up a little bit? I don't know. I mean, you can say, well, we're going to be patient if you keep winning with him missing kicks. And now he's missed, what, six on the year, including the one that was wiped out, or seven, whatever it is. I mean, and they're still all right, which is crazy. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten that fixed.
Young defensive players that everybody thinks are getting better and a part of it, Williams, Cooper, your thoughts?
Yeah. Bullard. I mean, look,
Bullard,
I really
too,
like,
sorry.
Yeah, I like what they did. You know, I mean, you have to play the guys that are playing well. And it doesn't matter what your vision was going into the season. Like, Evan Williams needs to be on the field. You know, he forced a fumble today. He was their leading tackler last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, the dude's a football player. Like, the comparison of him to Micah Hyde still stands and looks better and better from week to week. So, you know, I think he's a player that you have to find a way to have on the field. And the way they did it today, they opened in base, and Javon Bullard was at safety. But then when they went to nickel, Bullard went down to the slot. Keyshawn Nixon kicked outside, which tells you that they feel a lot better about how Keyshawn Nixon is playing as opposed to, you know, Eric Stokes or Carrington Valentine. Like, I'll say this about coaches. Like, this is something that, you know, I think all coaches should do. I'm not sure they all do it. But if someone's playing well, they earn their opportunity. And while, you know, Eric Stokes is a first-round pick and he had been rotating with Carrington Valentine, and I know he played a little bit today, but, you know, Nixon's playing well, better than I would have expected, frankly. He's playing, like, really well outside, and so not just in the slot. And so they kept playing him, and that's good. That's what coaches should do. So, you know, that allows them to then move Bullard inside, and they can bring Evan Williams onto the field as the other safety alongside Xavier McKinney. I mean, hey, that is definitely not broke, so they don't need to fix it.
So the five are Alexander, Nixon, Williams, McKinney, and Bullard.
Yeah, and look, you know, before, you know, they didn't have Jair for the last two games, so they were rotating either Stokes or Valentine on the opposite side from Nixon. But remember, Nixon was not, they didn't re-sign him to be an outside corner. They basically did it, you know, remember the Minnesota game 2 weeks ago, Jordan Addison goes by Corey Ballantyne on the touchdown early in the game, and they felt like they needed to do something different against the Rams. They liked how it looked. Even though Jair came back today, they still kept with a large amount of what they had been doing previously because it was working, and it worked again.
The Boucher Automotive Drive of the Game. Boucher Automotive for over four decades. One name has stood out as a symbol of excellence. Jason can tell you more about Boucher better than I can. And he can pick the drive of the game. You got choices.
Yeah, there's obviously they had a lot of long drives. I mean, the first of Dobbs' two touchdown catches, that was at the end of an 11-play, 80-yard drive. You know, he then had the other touchdown. I think that was a 9-play, 70-yard drive. But I'm going to take the as Tausch likes to call it, low-hanging fruit. The shortest drive of the game from a time perspective took 7 seconds. I love the fact that they get the turnover, and immediately they go for the jugular, up 17-0, and Love hits Watson in stride on the 44-yard touchdown. One play, 44 yards, 7 seconds. They don't get better than that when it comes to a drive of the game.
And he was wide open.
Against the 6-time Pro Bowler and 3-time All-Pro.
I did want to ask one thing. The touchdown that Jair gave up, I thought there was confusion and there was more to it than him just being beat. Am I giving him too what do you think?
Yeah, I have not gone back and looked at it, but yeah, I think there may have been a miscommunication there of some sort. I'll have to go back and look to, and I didn't get to ask Jair about that. He talked in the locker room, but I was talking to somebody else, so I didn't get to hear what might have happened there.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Jason Wilde, and again with the Boucher Automotive drive of the game. Back to Gary Ellerson, and we have some Jordan Love, and we have some Coach LaFleur still to come. Packers win big, maybe even bigger than big, 34-13. Next.